USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling off an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with the group of Senate Republicans after progress stalled. An administration official saying that his focus will be in a separate set of negotiations with a bipartisan bill. The two suspects accused of killing 6-year-old Aiden Leos on a California freeway last month are now facing charges.
I am charging Marcus Anthony Ariz with murder with the enhancement of the penalty of discharging a firearm causing death.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer there. Both charges have a punishment of life in prison. Vice President Kamala Harris wrapping up her 2-day trip to Central America. Harris spending time in Guatemala on Monday and Mexico on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.